them a visual vision. God did it to give them vision.
Yes, Lord.
To give, and when you've got vision, faith is there. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word, right? Now, we've been empowered to envision what God is saying. He give us his spirit so that we can see through his eyes.
Right.
If we choose. You know what? They came out of there. They come out of there. They wasn't able to fight them enemies. So he hardened his heart. He softened him. He made him, I mean, he brought it to the point to where he says, get them out of here. Get them out of here. And then he changes his mind. How many know Satan? Satan, he might have turned you loose, but he ain't changed his mind about your destruction. And so here he goes back after them. This was not my message, but anyways, I'm led this morning. He, you know, God, Satan, so Satan goes after them. Their enemy goes after them. Let's put it that way.
That's right.
Pharaoh and his army. Go there. Now here they are. They come to the Red Sea. They come. There's mountains on one side, Red Sea. They ain't but one way, and that's back. They're coming after them. They're going to destroy them, probably. And so God says, stretch forth the rod. He goes. He tells Moses what to do. I mean, in Moses' own self, it looks bad.
Right.
Probably felt bad. And all of these people are there. And they're saying, oh, here they come. Oh, we're going to die. I mean, you know, whatever. See, you can look today and you can say, well, it's bad. Oh, the enemy, the devil just ramped it up. Well, they ramp it up all around you and you just dance, baby.
Amen.
Just put him down a good Holy Ghost dance by faith right in his face. Let him round it up. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world.
Amen.
If God be for me, and I know he is, he said he would, he'd never leave me, never forsake me, and be me all the way to the end. Well, then if God be for me, who can be against me? Monty, he come to me yesterday, and he felt led to go down to the red light, crossing, you know. I said, well, yeah, go on. David, he felt led to go to the project. And I said, go, you know, whatever the Lord's leading you to do. Monday, he said, we need a permit. We got one. I said, yeah, we got a permit. We're licensed. He said, we are. And I said, yeah. God told us to come out here. We got our license.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. We got our license.
Yeah.
You know what I'm like? Oh, God, hallelujah. We'll quit cleaning the police station. And if that don't work, I know Mark Moon, know him perfectly. We'll tone down here. I said, but we don't need all that either, because we're licensed. Why? We got the anointing.
Amen.
We're empowered by the Lord to be successful, not just on that street. No weapon formed against us will prosper. Every tongue that rises against us, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and his and our righteousness is of him. Hallelujah. I can't fail. You can't fail.
Amen.
We can't go under. Why? We're in that ship. We're in God. Our life is hid in God through Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? He stretched forth that rod. You know, my mom died. I understand when people died. I was like every day with mom for years, you know. I mean, she's bedridden there at last and all of that. And boy, I felt so lonely. When mom went on to be with the Lord, I mean, I was lonely. I cried going down the road. I just bust out crying. Just lonely. Just felt so empty and lonely. And the Lord spoke to me, and the Lord said, focus that time you had up with her that you on me.
Amen.
He said, just refocus your life. He said, refocus. You've got more time for things now. And so I had to. I had to refocus, you know, and things in my life and everything. And you know what? The loneliness slowly drifted away. Now, I still miss her today, but to where it controls my emotions all the time? No, I outgrew it. I changed. But see, that was God when I made up my mind to do it. How many know that the Bible says He will give us beauty for ashes?
Amen.
But see, until I decided to refocus, all I could do is sit in that loneliness. See? Because the Bible says the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Amen.
It says weeping endures for a night.
Yes, Lord.
Right? But joy comes in the morning. There's seasons that we go through in life, hallelujah. Different seasons. My son was born. Raised him, then he got out. I was glad he was gone. Now, Teresa, she looked. I said, no, I'm fixing to order you some chickens. Order some chicken.
Amen.
I got her busy. Yep. Then she was too busy for Travis. I had her up to 200 chickens. But God, she had a flock out there, man. But I did it so she would have purpose. I mean, you got to keep purpose in your life.
Yep.
You can't lose purpose. Well, I don't really have that. No, yes, you do. If you need to order things and do and get you some cards and think of people and pray for them, send them, write them, give them a card. You don't even have to buy nothing. Just do it on paper. Be involved in the ministry of health and reconciliation and encouragement.
Good stuff.
Hallelujah. That would give you purpose. Teresa delivers to the men, her delivers the food to the low income apartments, to these people that don't have cars. And some of them don't get up to lunch, 12, 1 o'clock, you know, or whatever. No, just ain't got no set time to, but they got no purpose, Johnny.
Right.
They're just waiting here to die in the low income apartments, just sleeping their life away with no purpose. No purpose whatsoever. Ain't got no time to get. I'm telling you, if I was retired and wasn't in many, I bet you I would set my clock at least by 7. I would be doing something. If I'm going to go out and hunt, I'll go out and dig worms for somebody to go fishing the next something. I'm getting up. I'm going to have purpose. I'm not going to lay around. But then on the other hand, I'm not going to be too busy that I don't have time for God in life. And my son, and my daughter, and my wife, and my cows. They like me. They like to see me coming. They need to tear the fence down. Just had a little baby girl yesterday out of one of the new ones that I bought. Had me a little baby girl. She's black, you know. See, we got to be balanced. See, and Teresa's been talking about the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit, he'll deal with us about things. Leave that. Don't do that. Don't go that way. Don't take that on. Don't do this. I mean, I had people like yesterday call me, I hope you get this message before dark because a thunderstorm come through and my garage door cable. I went, poof, throwed it up on the counter, out the door. I went, bye. I'm not doing it today. Saturday is my day. I gave some of it to the Lord like I told you I would. I gave some of it to the Lord, bless God, and then I went and I did what I wanted to. Went back home and slept in a couple of 3 hours. We cruised and got us something to eat, bless God. I didn't think about God's door. Shut it.
Right.
You ain't coming to my house on the weekend.
Right.
God's doors ain't welcome there on the weekend. I'm not going to think, God's doors. Yes, anybody like God's doors? Every time I get around you, yeah, we put in a pink God's door. Y'all get sick of hearing me. All these studies, God's doors. What about our grass we got to cut? Nah, Teresa does that. That's why ain't all of it on like grass. See, we got to be wise to what the enemy tries to lock our mind to all the time. Going down the road, then I told Dave, me and Travis, Dave, I told him, I said, there's a time we need to rest our mind.
Yeah.
called powers of concentration. We need to develop powers of concentration. Where I know how it is, God's doors, they tried to run my mind. Even on Sunday, getting ready for Monday.
Yeah.
You know, while I'm going. And I had to develop powers of concentration. On Friday, turn it off.
Yeah.
That's it. You're not coming home with me. See, some of you need to turn the devil off.
Yep.
Stop letting him run your mind all the time. Mm-hmm. When you're trying to enjoy cutting your grass and he keeps stuff on your mind. Yeah. Or I'm trying to do God's doors and he won't. I mean, I dreamed that Teresa was having an affair. And I knew his name. I knew his full name in the dream.
Oh, my goodness.
Having an affair. I woke up and I'm mad, kind of. You know? But God, good as I've been to her, I'm in the ministry of blah, blah, blah. I mean, my mind laid there to her whatever time it is in the morning. And I thought, man, shut that off.
Yep.
Now go back to sleep, start picking right back up again. She's doing it again. So I dreamed all the way down till the clock went off and woke me up. And I thought, I'll divorce her. I'm tired of this. Well, it felt like I'd been through a millennium here. I've been all night long dreaming she's messing around on me, and I knew his name. Whole name. I didn't know him, but I knew it in my dream. And I got up, and I thought, yeah, she probably is. Black God, this dream could be from the Lord here, you know. Black God, I'm gone all the time. I don't know what she does. She buzzes it out when she wants to and in, and she's got my money. It ain't like she can't afford to go see him. She said, our money. And so I thought, man, this is stupid. I feel really rotten. Made me feel rotten right then.
Right.
I got up and I walked in that bathroom and I said, you idiot, you are not going to keep my mind on that stupid dream all day long. You got it, devil. I'm telling you right now, glory to God, my mind is my mind.
Yeah.
And I make it up right now. It ain't none of my business if she does. So you ain't pulling that on me. That devil left, those feelings left, and me and Dave them had a good day.
Hallelujah.
In the Lord. Working with garage doors, talking about Jesus. We talk about the Lord all the time.
Amen.
We talk about life and the Lord. Well, there ain't nothing else to me, life and the Lord. Because without him, I don't have a life. I tried it. 27 years. You know, I didn't have a life. Now I have a life. Am I perfect? No. But I'm still working on it, Johnny.
Amen.
I'm working on that sucker, that devil. You know, I'm keeping him under my feet. Amen. Hallelujah. Why? Because we have been empowered by the... Give me that scripture, Zach. Mark 16. We read this a few weeks ago, but I didn't get it. It says, these signs follow. I'm telling you, I walk around thinking signs follow me all the time.
Amen.
But God, they're following me. I mean, people that, you know, you just feel natural and normal, but we're not. If you are born of the Spirit of God, you are not just a natural being anymore.
Amen.
You are supernatural.
Hallelujah.
You have the supernatural power of God living on the inside of you. But you know what? You can have dynamite and put it in the mailbox. If you don't light it, it won't blow it up. See, we can put dynamite on the inside of us, but we got to ignite that thing. We did it somewhat yesterday, going on the streets, keeping our mind on the Lord, just like I was talking about with the dream. Having our mind set on the things of God. I'm going to live a godly life. These are supernatural things, desires that me and you have by the Spirit of God that the world don't have. They're like, we don't care what you think. We live in our own way. It's doggy dog world, and our way up is in him and through him and by him.
Glory to God.
That's why I tell Teresa, I'm the best thing ever happened to you other than Jesus. I really mean what I'm saying. She knows what she's got. But I love Jesus. I love Jesus. If that's all she got, is I love Jesus. Because if I love Jesus, I'm going to love her.
Amen.
I'm going to lay my life down for her. I'm going to work 4 jobs to keep her from working if I have to. But I'm especially knowing it's not the will of God for her to. I'm going to put her first before. I told my son one time, I told him, I said, don't you ever make me choose between you and your mother.
Amen.
I told him. I wasn't trying to be ugly. I was just telling him, I love her. I don't love her more than him, but I told him she was here first. Now, some of the church, we got to be their friend. You know, you don't want to hurt your son's feelings. If I hurt your feelings, son, did you get over it? But God, he got over it. I tell him today, I'm not your friend, son. Go talk to Dave.
Won't you sit in my house?
She's like, no, man.
already got two
of them. I'm his father, hallelujah, right? I'm anointed to be his father, and I give him father advice, which is biblical advice, in his marriage, with his kids, hallelujah. And I turn him on to that's a father. A real father will tell his son and lead him in the ways of God.
Amen.
And when he's doing his wife wrong, kick him out. My God, you think I'm serious? He comes to us he's got over her in the flesh and all that stuff. And here he took on Beth, and I told him before he married us, look, man, you're taking on her life. You're marrying her mama,
yeah,
her daddy, her grandmother. You're marrying all them. You understand that? You're getting involved. They're going to be up in your business. And boy, has he been on the joyride. He's now learned how to go down there and be the peacemaker, doesn't he? It was turmoil the whole time. Blah, blah, they don't like men. Blah, blah, don't like men. Blah, blah, don't. Now, I'd always tell him, well, walk in love. Well, walk in love. I wanted to tell him, come on, baby. Daddy, go down there with you. Black God, let them say one thing. I smack them on one side, and they better be saved because they know they're supposed to turn the other cheek. If they don't, I'm going to bust their teeth out. And they square me up again. So I could have told him that, Johnny. Come on, let's go there and be a man. No, a real man. Keep that mouth shut, pray, fast, and be the peacemaker down there. Now they all kind of like him a little more. It probably wasn't them to start with.
Probably not.
You know, when you're not close to the Lord, you stink like a skunk.
Yeah.
I stink like a skunk. People get around me. Oh, God. I got to go back to church. I felt backslid when I left Scotty's presence. God, he's so deep in the flesh. Man, got me in the flesh.
That's right.
Yeah. But when we're close to the Lord, people want to hang with us, Johnny.
Amen.
They want to be around us. Because why? Because we got faith in our life. And we're like positive all the time because of that faith. I mean, all hell could be breaking loose over in the floodgates. And they're like, look, everything's washing away. Now I'll dry up soon. That'll be our response.
Right.
No, it'll be all right. We got it down here, see? It can't come here. We got a hedge about us, but God. They're called the shield of faith that quenches all the fiery darts of the devil.
Man.
No weapon formed against us will prosper. See, we can't just do this in church, man. We got to do this out there all by ourselves when everything is not favorable. And I mean, walk out that faith we get in church in Jesus out there.
Amen.
It takes faith to walk in love.
Yes.
It does. There's people out here. I thought we're going down the road the other day, Travis. I'm not afraid to tell him the truth. Going down the road, he's riding people's bumpers. It's getting on my nerves. You know, he's got that lead foot Friday. He's headed home when he leaves home. But God, I mean, that boy, his mind is home when he's leaving home. I mean, really, he drags me and Dave around all day long, hitting ditches and all kind of stuff. I started telling him the other day, you're drawn to every ditch in the road, son. You hit it, and he goes, what? What? I started telling him, it's because you're laying down, you can't serve the hood. He lays down. The hood's big. I get in there and I'm like, where's the hood? I can't even see it. So I have to slide up and raise the seat up. I can't even reach. He's laid down over there. He's driving me and Dave. We ought to have faith. I tell you, the turn doing something by day getting back to the trailer. I said, I guess it's all that experience you've been getting. Been driving now for 2 years and you still can't back the trailer? Come on, man, let your elevator go up. You need to do something. Your beard in the way. Well, going down through there, he finally one turned off, and I thought, I'm about to sweat. I'm about to explode, really. Because he gripes about people doing that. Look at him here, I'm a bumper. I'm a bumper. There's him. Eat the dust off a bumper. He's on their bumper. So I told him, I said, you know what? I said, you're way too close to that car. Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. He backed off a half a car length. I said, you're supposed to be 3 car lengths behind that car. I said, you gripe about them doing you like that, and you're doing the same thing. Did I tell you that, son? Look at him. He's in church this morning. He's okay.
I told my kid that they would leave.
Tell them. Tell them, hurry. Tell them your life will be a lot better.
Amen.
Tell them your life will get smoother. When Travis moved out, I was in joyful land. Telling you, glory to God, he met that girl. Thank God I can walk in the house naked again. I tell you right now, before he moved back in that with me, but God, I'd buy 5 camper trailers to put him out there. I'd buy him a generator too. You ain't coming in my house. Because you got your own ways out there, and I don't like them. I got mine, you ain't going to like them. So we can't do this thing. We help him grow up. I helped him grow up. Now poor Beth has got him. But same token me and Teresa had, she got the same Jesus. He got the same Jesus. She can bear up under all kinds of stuff with Jesus. And I'm telling you, she needs Jesus. Told us midday the other day, said, tell her I'm going to get in. She's going to take the kids and I'm going to take them. You know, I'm going to do this and that. He's telling midday. Well, babe, it says my babe when she calls. So my babe called. So he called my babe back. He said, well, we're going to get home and want to, I'll keep the kids. And I said, you didn't tell us that. I'm over there telling Beth now what he said. I'm trying to tell her what he said.
Ain't what he said, Doug.
He said, but you're going to keep them kids. They get out and I get there. It's been hot. And when I get to the house, I told Dave, I said, he don't talk like that with her. Praise God.
Hey, Dave. When Daddy gets home, I'll keep the kids. Come on, baby. Oh, Jesus.
He's over there getting his telemarketer call. You know? And I mean, he's not really getting ugly with him, but he gets on his nerves. And then it'll ring, you go. I mean, he's already fired up. They got him fired up for the phone. And I'm thinking, oh, God, with me and Dave, maybe we need to buckle up. But I've seen him hot as a firecracker. Just hot. I mean, Satan tells them people, oh, this Travis was good. They can't even say his name good. He told that one lady, he said, you need to get a lot more. Get out there in the heat like me and mow your yard. Telemarketer, man, she's trying to get him back up. No, what you need to do is get you a lawnmower. It's hot out here. Stop bugging me. And get to mow your yard with a push mower. She hung up on me. To me, that's a little rude. They try to do that. I start preaching Jesus to them most of the time. You know, you heard of Jesus? Yeah, we know Jesus. You know Jesus? Have you got him in your heart? No, we're not saved. We know Jesus. I did tell him one time, if I was over there where you at, have you go meet him? Boom! But he says, these signs shall follow them that believe. Not just not casting out devil signs. I mean, we've got signs in our lives of a good marriage.
Amen.
Of being good stewards with our finances.
Amen.
Y'all got quiet. We got to get on this. Being good stewards with your finances.
Amen.
Amen.
Telling Teresa yesterday going in the road, and I said, do you remember it was Christmas time? I said, and Doris, they had co-signed with us to get a trailer. And anyhow, we had the money to make the trailer payment, but we didn't have no money for Travis's Christmas. He's about 3-4 years old. If I pay that, he's getting nothing. Well, I didn't pay that. I went and bought Christmas, and I thought, well, Jesus will make it up next week. Come on, using that faith you ain't got. But you know what? That's the first time I was ever late on that trailer. I was late on that trailer. And it took us a little while to get straightened out. See, I was disobedient to God, yielding to emotions.
Yeah.
Travis would have been fine. My trailer payment needed. That's the only time I was ever late, ever on that trailer, is that one time of disobedience, knowing that my bills come first.
Yeah.
It wasn't just that moment. How many knows we're anointed to pay our bills on time?
Yep.
These signs.
Yeah.
Then the world will look and they'll say, you can't get them to be late on nothing.
No.
You can't get them to be late on the water bill. You can't get them to be late on a truck payment, a car payment.
Yep.
I was late to Travis there for a few years. He'd run late on everybody. That boy was late brushing his teeth.
Like his daddy.
Every month, Teresa.
I'm telling you, if you don't you ever co-sign with him again, he's ruining your credit. And he was.
And it should get him.
You were late on that, baby.
Boy, she'd get him. She would. If you're afraid to tell your kids, you know, their faults, you're not a real man. Man, y'all are quiet. If they're wrong, are they wrong or not?
Amen.
If they're wrong, you want them to make it right, don't you?
Yeah.
Now he pays his bills on time because he finally let Beth have it. And she's like,
can I pay this? It's a due.
All their bills are paid up. Not late on anything. You got a Verizon phone one time, didn't pay it. Black God, he had a little attitude with them. Something he didn't like. Didn't pay it. All of a sudden, they turned it into collections. And that wasn't one of them all of a sudden things. Now, you knew it. You got letters and everything.
Right.
They know all of a sudden. All of a sudden, they cut my lights off. No, you ain't paid your lot bill in 2 months. You got it in the mail. Might have made you sick, threw it in the floorboard, rebuked it all you want to, but you're still sitting in the dark.
Right.
Well, he goes on.
About that Verizon. That Verizon. I mean, he went from 600 and something down to 300. Oh, when he checked his credit date, he was a miserable old Christian.
Boy, I mean, a credit score can take, if it can take you from the mountaintop to the pit, you better grow up. If a phone bill can take you from the mountaintop, praising Jesus, to the pit, you ain't very deep. I'm not being ugly. I mean, we got to get in there fast and pray and, you know, get in the Word and meditate on the Word and ask the Lord. So I told him. I mean, he finally paid it off. He finally paid the thing off. I said, well, it's your fault. Oh, Verizon was the best thing. He tried to get Dad to switch.
Yeah.
Everybody buying their $800 phones and going up to 8G or 3G, whatever it was then. Ooh, the next rad, spending $350. I rebuked the devil. I said, you ain't never robbing me with a phone, black God. And so one time I had plenty of money, and I thought, black God, I'm going to show that devil how to do this. So I put it on Facebook, and I thought, I'm going to let somebody sow into my life, black God. And somebody got a phone out there, and And praise God, I put it out there. Anybody got an opportunity? I don't remember what I did to give. You know, there was a telephone, a phone. Praise God. I got a phone call. Somebody had a brand new, and they bought and didn't like it, and they brought it and gave it to me.
Yep.
Brand new phone. I told the devil, I said, "See, idiot, I don't need the church to help me win over you."
Right.
God said He rebuked Satan for me. But God, now He's under my feet. Praise God. I could have bought 15 of them phones. What about that? Some of them probably out there, "This guy, he's broke. Oh, he's broke." They just don't know what I'm doing. I'm still standing. Yeah. And I still got my $150 in my pocket. And I ain't got no $350 phone. Did the face run over? Lady run over it one time, run over my phone. I went, "Oh!" Like that. Oh, cheap phone, man. Went over there and Teresa got me OtterBox. And I picked it up. I thought, "There ain't no way." I dropped it off and she backed over it. Run over it. I thought, "There ain't no way that phone's still good." I picked it up and they wouldn't have scratched on it. I thought, "Glory to God." An angel probably dove down over that phone and he run over an angel. Boom. Scotty, man, making cars run over us. I mean, the Bible says our angels, our ministers, they minister for us. They minister to us and for us. Hallelujah. That's why they call me a weirdo. They ain't read their Bible.
Amen.
They think I'm a weirdo because I got angels taking care of my stuff.
Amen.
They think I'm a weirdo because they got this faith. I am weird. Weird to the world. Hallelujah. Jesus was too.
Yeah.
You are too. You ought to be radical. Out there, but God, and that preacher, he said, "Oh, the walls of Jericho." They run around and they didn't say nothing. And then the seventh time or whatever it was, he said, God said, "Shout," and he's going to win. He's going to do the battle. They go out there and they run around. That dude told the story, you know, and he told about how the walls of Jericho, when they started shout on the fifth time or seventh time, whatever God told them to do, he said, "Some of you so broke you can't even pay attention." He said, "You need to jump up and get your wallet and run out around your house for seven times. And on the seventh time,
yeah,
shout the victory that you're blessed going in." Blessed. And I mean, stirred me up, felt like I needed, had boxers on. I run out naked, dearly, and black God run around my house with my wallet up in the air, and black God, I got money in it today.
Amen. Amen. Well, that's just a little embarrassing.
I'm rich. Embarrass me, baby. Let God embarrass me. The Bible says if we're ashamed of Him before men, we'll be ashamed of Him.
Amen.
He'll be ashamed of us before the Father.
Amen.
I'm not ashamed to have faith.
Amen.
I'm not ashamed to drive good stuff. I'm not ashamed to somebody walked in this church and they said, "God, this church looks rich." I said, "This church is rich." I said, "See, wealth is on the inside.
Amen.
You outside looks like an old building." I said, same way we are. You might see the same old man, but I'm a different man on the inside.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I've changed on the inside.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Give me that Luke. Give me the Luke. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, "Lord," this disciple, he sent them out. "Even the devils are subject to us through thy name." He said to them, "I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven." But he told the disciples, he said, "Go out." I mean, they're casting out devils. Did y'all know y'all on the streets yesterday was taking up serpents?
Yep. Yep.
Some of them wouldn't let you take them up, Richard. He's coming across there. I'm like, begging, paying to take. You couldn't have paid the man to take that. He said, Already got one. Wouldn't even look at him. He would not even look at him. Richard tried from the highway to the store. I'm watching him, man. And the dude won't even pay him no mind. "Already got one of them." Well, he tried to pull it on him. He said, "Already got one of them." He said, "Mine's different." Sylvester said, "Mine's different." Sylvester wasn't taking no. He ain't going to back down on this one, man. You're going to get a track if you out there with Sylvester. I mean, that was a good one today. I thought, I never thought about that one, man. Yeah, dude, I already got one. He said, "Mine's different." Hey, man, I'm from Faithway Christian Center down here. We're down here. I don't know what he said. Praise God. That's taking up serpents. He said, "Here, even the devils are subject to us through thy name."
Amen.
Did you know we're his disciples?
Yes.
Did you know that Satan trembles when he sees us coming?
Yes,
when he sees me get up in the morning?
Yes.
I sat out there the other day and I thought Satan just wishes he could come on. That's why all these animals are happy, man. I've not got a wild animals up here to eat your gnaw your leg. I had a cat one time, he'd give to me. That sucker would not get off of the bed. He attacked my legs every day.
Yeah.
I'd got to look down on the bed and see if he's there. That sucker meant business. He wasn't there. Well, when I'd go down, he'd come under there, and I mean, he'd get me every morning. I thought later on, man, that doggone cat was demon-possessed. That's what it was. It was demon-possessed, man. I mean, Satan tackled me before I got saved, man. You know, that's the way that cat is, praise God, just demon-possessed. But you know what I was thinking? I was thinking, Satan can't come on this property. That's why it's peaceful over here. It's just peaceful all the time over there, unless I let Satan come over there. He comes over, he gets Teresa stirred up. Praise God. But they're subject to us. Give me the next. I'm going to close. He says in Luke 10:17 here, he said, "Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy." And nothing. Somebody say nothing.
Nothing.
Not financial. Come on, somebody. Nothing. He said, "And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not the spirit for subject to you, but rejoice that because your names are written in heaven."
Amen.
In other words, rejoice because you are tapped into the power. You've tapped into the miracle. Praise God. And he told him here, he said, "I give you power to tread on serpents." Did you know I broke the spirit of poverty in my life?
No.
Darkness. That's darkness. Poverty is darkness. It steals, kills, and destroys. I believe it was that night when I felt so stupid. I got up and run out around my trailer 7 times
right.
And shouted on that
right.
Next time. I believe that was an act of my faith, unctioned by the Holy Spirit through somebody preaching, and it set out a course on my life till I hated after that. I hated poverty. I hated to see somebody broke and didn't have no money. I hated, I still hated, I can't stand to see people broke.
Yeah.
Guy from overseas over there, the government wouldn't let them have church. You know, wouldn't let them have no land. They're kind of like socialism over there, like it's wanting to come here. Believe God, it won't ever happen in my lifetime.
Jesus, not.
Socialism. But Jesus works even in that.
Yeah.
That guy would go, "Oh, y'all, could you send us some money, Brother Weston? Could you send us some money?" Because we're all over the world with this internet thing, see. And we talk about prosperity a lot. And so they get an image, I guess, you know, that Jesus will give America money but won't New Zealand or something. I don't know. Believe in them lying devils, I guess. Lenny, I told him, I messaged him, sent him a long message. I said, "You don't need what we have."
Amen.
I said, "You don't need our stuff. You need what we know."
Right.
And so I sent him and told him, "Tithe. Give, sow." "Well, we ain't got nothing but chicken." "Well, give him a feather.
Right.
Pluck them. Sow a chicken."
Yep.
He had a little, they had a little. I said, "Does your church tithe?" "Oh, no, we're too poor." I said, "No. That's not what the Bible says."
Right.
I taught them how to prosper through the Bible and their willingness to obey the Holy Spirit, and taught them that the same Jesus over here doing it for us in Black County, Alabama, will do it over there in Peru or wherever it was that he was at. That he's the same God, that he'll meet it they ever need. I told him, I said, "Don't you read the Bible?" He said, "Yes, but it's not a reality." Because of blindness of hearts and unbelief and all of that, you know. You see, but I had passion towards them, you know, to help them to get what we got over here. Well, you know what? I taught them how to give. I taught them how to walk in the power of God. I taught them how to give. If you, you're the way up for us Christians is give. Not just a Travis.
Right.
I stopped giving Travis stuff.
He's your son.
Get it yourself. I did at 27. My daddy couldn't afford to give me the money to change oil in my vehicle. Drawed $800 a month. Glad he didn't have money. He would have burnt me.
Right.
He would have ruined me. I would be a dead dog. No, I wouldn't have got saved.
Amen.
But I would have been a deadbeat if my daddy gave me everything and paid for everything. He, my brother was a little different. I borrowed $5 from my brother one time. See, if y'all borrowed money from each other in here and ain't paid it back, shame on you. Repent.
Amen.
And pay your money back.
Yep.
Repent. Now, if they give it to you, that's fine. But just repent.
Yep.
And pay your money back.
Yep.
Some of y'all owe me, don't you, or do you? I could use a little cash today. Anybody in here owe me anything? I'm talking about y'all owe me. You know, if you do, good Lord God, I need a little cash, really. Bought $5 from my brother. He let me have it. Very next week, Gunny, I go to work and I'm hungry. I'm hungry. He stopped down there and he goes in there, boy, and he throws him a big old sandwich in there, heating it up, smelled good. I said, hey man, I said, you got $5? He looked at me and he said, you ain't paid me back that last $5 you borrowed. You ain't getting no more money from me. I starved to death eating his big sandwich. We're in the same truck. I'm serious. He went right on and ate his sandwich. But God didn't even look at me. You know, I guess you're raised that way. You know. But God, come Friday, I went straight back down there and paid him.
Amen.
I did. And the boy, you're borrowing money from me. I'm not your dad. I ain't getting no more. You pay me. He meant it. I don't care if you starve to death. I paid him. I paid him just in case I need a hamburger. But it taught me something.
Yep.
I thought, don't do that to Allison. My God, you better pack you something. You ain't got no money. He ain't giving you nothing if you've ever borrowed from him.
Yep.
Well, I mean, those God wants us to be the same. He wants us to be where people can trust us.
Amen.
He's given us power. We have power over lying. Power over, I got power over committing adultery on my wife. I got power over her. I mean, she wanted to go to bingo one day.
I want to go to bingo with your sister, you know, just for fun. I said, you ain't going to bingo. Well, you ain't going to tell me you ain't going. You ain't going to bingo. That's gambling.
I started reading a billboard up here. I mean, I guarantee you there's Christians out there on a Powerball, $8 million. Good God. Can't get them to give $10 in offer that they drive all the way to Florida to get the Powerball ticket.
That's right.
Yeah, they do. That church, all he wants money. Look, God, you want to go to Georgia? Tickets are up. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hurry. Come get me.
Yep.
All the time going around, can't afford to get nothing. Boy, you can buy them Powerball tickets. I started to rent a billboard one time, put it up in Oneonta down there, because most of my family, I'm talking about my family now, and y'all turn Facebook off right now if you don't want to hear it. But most of my family, they're going to bingo. Jesus, pray that Jesus would, oh, he'll anoint me to win the bingo. I'm serious. He'll anoint me to get the right numbers and letters. I said, what about all the rest of them folk in there? You just want us to pray for you? What about all them others that's wanting to win? Is that fair that Jesus would set up a table for you and rob them for you? They're over there believing God to win too. I said, the only thing about it is Jesus ain't over at the bingo we all. He's over there for us. He's putting it into offering. That's tithing. That's sowing. Christian comes in one day and he
goes, it's got some shoes on sale.
Travis isn't married. I said, don't buy him more shoes.
I don't care. Stop buying him shoes.
He's still mama. He's 27, 28. Still want to be mama, buy his britches for him.
No, I don't think so.
They make him go to work. If I buy his britches, he ain't going to never go to work. Right? He told me one day, he said, Dad, he said, if you would just send us a check in the mail, I mean, if you'd just pay, if your mom would just let me have a check every week, I won't go to work. I said, you won't ever get one. You ain't laying up here and get a check every week and not work. Now, he was just kidding with me. But if I'd do it, Richard, he'd do it. He'd just drain Daddy dry. Dad needs fuel money. Dad. Don't dad me. Go talk to God. He's your daddy.
Amen.
I'm more out on you, this daddy. This daddy here, go talk to your father. And he'll tell you, get up off your can and go get a job where you can get some gas money. You can do all things through Christ Jesus then. You can buy your own gas. I don't know where this is all coming from. If you're spoiling your kids, man, you better help them grow up. You better help them get responsible. Because what if something happens to you? This world ain't going to have mercy on them and love them the way you do. And if you ain't taught them how to be independent, praise God, then you've set them up to fall.
Amen.
You've set them up to fall. I've set my son up. If something happens to me, he'll take that business and go right on with it. I put the hardship on him. But God, I was in the hospital dinner. He could have had some money, praise God, but he's out there having to run my whole business and everything with no money. That's when he laid the law down to the guy that was working. Well, God, you better bring you some lunch. But it's costing me $45 a week, and I'm barely getting by. If you come into work, you better bring you some lunch. Well, he went through that. What he told me later on, boy, that was rough, Dad. I was down to $60. Well, man, you still had plenty of low bread money. You was in good shape. Right? So, hallelujah. We're empowered. But you know what? If we just let the enemy run over us through people and different things, praise God, and just cowing down to what the Word of God says, we don't think we're going to run up on him, and then he's going to attack us, and we're just going to cast him out. Tell him, shut up. He ain't going to shut up. He's going to say, you tried to get me to shut up, and you wouldn't do nothing down here. You ain't going to do nothing now. Hallelujah. So we're empowered to take up service. These signs are following believers. We're casting out. But you know what? We're being an example in this planet of the power of God in the times of darkness when people ain't going to do right. They're yielding to darkness and doing things wrong, even in the church. And that sets me and you apart. We're going to follow God. We're going to be led by the Lord. We're going to overcome evil with good. We're going to love our enemies. We're going to pay our bills and pay them on time. I know how it is to have trucks sitting in the yard blown up and owe money on them, but have a commitment in my heart. Bless God, I signed those papers and I'm going to pay for them. And God supernaturally come and bail me out of it later on after I stood in integrity. Done the same thing with Travis. Bless God, Lord, not bad. The people tell him, Lord, let him go back. His was tore up there. And I told him, I said, do what Dad does, son. Don't listen to them out there and them in the world. You sign those papers. And see, I'm thinking about this is going to be your future, son. This is going to be how you are. Now he can go to the bank and get what he wants because he did what he saw Daddy do. I paid my bills. I believed God to send the money in and paid for it, sat there, tore up. Praise God. Didn't gripe about the bank or nothing else. Hallelujah. He did the same thing. Praise God. Got his truck going. And today he drives anything he wants to drive. He's empowered just like the rest of us. But you know what? We can be empowered, not walk in it. So let's choose to walk in it. Let's bear this. Father, we pray.